Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. So a bit distracted by the nuisances, the trolls trying to shut down my channels, and you know, so they put a pile of bunch of slander out there and a bunch of lies. And yes, I'll make a video dealing with the lies and the garbage. But you know, what difference does it really make? I mean, this is inevitable, I suppose, is there's always the book burners, there's always the witch burners, there's always the fascists. You know, they always show up. They can't make an argument, so they try to close down the argument, try to cut the argument off. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear it. And so this is, their act of desperation is, personal terrorism, essentially. They will try to attack with any kind of nonsense. Throw any kind of bomb or raggy device, you know, some sort of just absolute lie rhetoric to attempt, you know, to gain their cheap and illegitimate victory. And what are they trying to fight? What are they fighting against? That's the funny part, right? So this channel is offending them because it's attacking their dear and beloved science, okay? And with what will be, you know, if they're right, if their cause is right, you know, they will have helped create, the greatest technical innovation in the history of mankind. I mean, free energy. That's what my patent will be under is, you know, the free energy patent. Okay, it'll have some sort of number, and it will be awarded to me because I'm the first one to propose this. The fact that the lever is a free energy device. So something as simple as a little simple stick, okay, a balance, you know, the scales of justice. I wonder if those will ever work ever again. You know, obviously there's no justice in this Googleplex world we now live in, this cancel culture bullshit, where the weak and the feeble, you know, use cholera and plague, you know, try to attack the strong. They don't have anything else but to, you know, throw pus and disease. Anyway, that's all they're made out of. Sick little puppies. Anyway, so this simple device, who knew? It's a free energy device. So the scientific theory is that there's something called kinetic energy, and it's some sort of special kind of energy. It's 1/2 mv squared. So as stated many times, Newton, Galileo, and Descartes, three of the greatest scientists in the history of mankind, all believed in mv all by itself. Just mass times velocity. That's energy. You take something that has mass and you move it, and that's going to cause shit to happen in the universe. And that there's no 1/2 anything, square anything. No, this is nonsense. And the simple lever is the free energy and destroy energy device. So in spite of the fact that they say there's something called the conservation of energy and energy can't be created or destroyed, of course it can. A lever can do it. This simple little mechanism. You do it one way, you destroy energy. You do it the other way, you create energy. So all you have to do is play with an object that weighs twice as much as another object, all right? And you just put them on different places on the lever, and bingo, you can make free energy or you can destroy energy. Okay, so if I take this, okay, moving a velocity, this part of the lever moves more distance in the same time as this. So when this one moves just this distance, this part of the lever moves this distance. And that distance means velocity in some cases, and in this case it does. So this is a little velocity, and this is a big velocity out here, happening in the same exact time, so it's a velocity. And so all you have to do to destroy energy, well, I guess we'll do the creating part first, right? Who wants to destroy energy, right? That's not too interesting. You could make the perpetual energy destroying machine too. The free energy machine would be possible, and the consume the energy of the universe machine would also be possible. It's that ridiculous. All right. So what the balance says is that this equals this. So if I put the one mass object, two units, okay, out on the lever, which means it has twice the velocity. Okay, the momentums would be the same. They'll oscillate as if the two weigh exactly the same. This is a common scale used all the time. It actually does work. The trick is, though, is that whatever energy you put in, all right, will, in fact, by their theory, this theory says, okay, momentum says everything's fine. It's the same energy on both sides. There's no universal consequence here. We're not making energy. We're not destroying energy. Their theory says, okay, is that if I drop this object with 100 joules of energy, right, I just, raise it to a height and then just drop it on the scale, I will create, on this side of the scale, 200 joules of energy. So I will create energy merely by dropping heavy things and allowing the light thing to fly off. And all I have to do is keep doing that. I could just have it bang into another lever here with an object even smaller. And if I keep doing that, I'll just keep multiplying the energy, doubling the energy. Now, I could triple it if I wanted to be bold and put a 1/3 object here. Then I can triple the energy. You know, 1/4 object further out, I can quadruple the energy. So I could put 100 in, get 400 out. And do the reverse, right? Put 200 in, drop the light object from, it'll be 4 times the height, but that doesn't mean anything. And I'll lose 100 joules. I'll lose half the energy. I'll only get 100 joules out the other side. So I'll completely destroy energy. But anyway, the only part that's important is the free energy part, right? That's the only part that really has value. And so all this time, it was just sitting there. The greatest invention in the history of mankind. It's as simple as just making a lever. Science says. So let's just understand. Science says, okay, the greatest invention, the greatest innovation, the greatest use of technology is just to pull out a lever, stick, put it on a little fulcrum, okay, and make yourself some free energy. Megawatts. These joules can be just watts, All you have to do is step on it, it makes extra free energy, just over and over. You can just make it happen over and over and over and over and over and just pull off all that extra. You could take the 200 joules and just split it into 2 100s, okay? Put your 100 back in this side, take your 200, take 100 off, put your 100 back in again. So that's the machine. That's the simple machine that science says is real. It's real energy, real watts, okay? real work. Real work can be done with these joule things. All right, this is real horsepower. All right, you get free horsepower out of the lever. So really, it's just an amazing story, right? They should make a movie about it. It's so amazing that here was this invention sitting in front of us all this time, and nobody realized. We could all have free energy. We don't have to make everything small, and we don't have to worry about how many watts it uses anymore, because we got unlimited watts. We got all the watts we need. We can burn the lights all day long. We can have lights everywhere. Which is wonderful. Think of all the lives saved. I mean, we can really just create daylight in the middle of the night. No problem. Because we have all the energy we ever want to have, because we can all just make it this simple. No gears, no mechanisms, no burning of fuel, no dirties, no exhaust, nothing. None at all. Completely free and clean. Science says, you must believe. The fascists say you have to believe in this fairy tale, okay? You don't have a choice. And if you speak against the fairy tale, they will try to destroy you. They will come to get you. You're some sort of evil person for evil things. I mean, just saying. So I guess these people think that there's some way that this could be true. And that somehow the real story is going to be that we all have free energy in the future. And it was just an unfortunate quirk of fate that in the last 500 years, nobody could capitalize on this theory. Well, let's just say the theories really only existed for 300, okay? This part was invented 300 years ago, and then they added this part 100 years ago. But anyway, it's actually 200 years ago they added this part. But whatever. Almost, a little less, 150, whatever. But here, you know, it's just such a bizarre story, right? I mean, this was sitting right there in front of us all this time. We have all this smoke and crap going into the atmosphere, and we could have solved all this greenhouse crap. We could have solved it right there. Science could have solved it all for us right here with a simple little lever. And they just somehow didn't figure out that their own science says so. Science says so. This formula says this is reality, okay? Now, of course, NASA knows that doesn't work and it doesn't use any of this shit, you know, but whatever. You know, so some scientists know this doesn't work, but they're too gutless to say anything because they're worried they're going to get attacked. You know, the mobs will come to their house and attack them because they're attacking this you know, religious concept, actually. Yes, it was invented by a religious kook. So that's, you know, yeah, that doesn't seem like science should be invented by religious kooks, but yeah, this science was invented by an overtly aggressive religious kook who thought the old science, right, the classic physics was too atheist. So they had to fix it with woo. Yeah, woo. All right. So, I mean, so there hasn't been a single counter argument to this. Now, people have written songs. Well, I think you could call it a song, but I don't know. It all depends on what the definition of a song is, right? I'd say it's something like, you know, if there was a, how do you spell Emmy backwards? A Yammy or something? If there were Yammy Awards, I think it would be up for one. I mean, I think it's the biggest piece of rubbish I've ever seen. As a song, like some bozo just singing a song on the internet, it's probably the worst I've ever heard. Probably. But anyway, they are doing it, you know, in defense of the fascist ideology that everyone must believe. You all must believe us. We're telling you the truth. It's a proven fact. You must believe us. Might as well just call him Adolf Brozo. Yeah, okay. All right, anyway. I mean, it's just propaganda. That's all they have, okay? And they have nothing. They can't make an actual argument how they explain how the lever doesn't prove the theory to be nonsense because it fails this simple test. It's obviously nonsense. There's no free energy. I can't make energy and I can't destroy energy. And it's obviously proves that this nonsense theory is nonsense because you do it one way, you lose all the energy. You do it the other way, you double the energy. That's sort of a way you prove something doesn't work is you try it both ways and it fails both ways. All right. So we'll call that a video, and I'll have to deal with the other crap just to get it out of my head, and then I can move on. But, oh, just, people are so pathetic. I mean, you know, just to the trolls, I mean, how do you think this is going to end? Do you really think free energy is real and nobody realized it for hundreds of years and blah, blah? Do you really think that's how this is going to end? And you're, you know, that somehow you're going to play some sort of heroic role in all of this? No, you're going to be, you know, depicted as scum, absolute scum, to sit there and do all this desperate bullshit instead of just explaining how this free energy thing is reasonable, and just doing all this character assassination, you know, attempted. You know, I mean, how many lies can you tell before they start to have a real effect? You know, because people aren't very smart and they really can't figure out when other people are lying to them. You know, so, well, what are you going to do? There's not much you can do. So this is the world there is. I have to make videos in the world that exists. And obviously they're trying to make it so I can't make these videos on these platforms. They're trying to shut me up because they can't counter-argue. That's the clear agenda. They're weak, you know, and feeble and incompetent. And they are just, you know, resorting to the lowest tactics available because they can't win a straight up fight, and that's being revealed. obviously can't. They can't diagram a lever and explain how mv squared makes any sense at all. And because they can't do it, they're doing this instead, this desperate burn the books bullshit. All right, so till the next time and such, so forth and whatnot. This has been a draftphysics.com video presentation. I wish we could talk about physics, but no. Yeah, they can't do that. They can't manage it.